This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
I just heard you made dinner for Wayne. Now, you always say you don't make dinner. So was it romantic? Was it loving? Like, I've been trying to do something.
Oh, did I go to effort? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. So you've been together a long time. It's 20 years this year, isn't it?
He actually counted it's the third meal I've ever cooked for him.
Oh, and did you go, did you make it, get the candles out? Did
no.
you get
out? So he was running late and got stuck in traffic, typical coming over the West Gate, and he had to go all the way around. He said, "Oh, sweetie, I'm going to need you to start putting dinner on and get it going." And I was like, ugh. And then, of course, our rule is if the kids would have came home and they see takeaway, they always, the joke was it's Dad's turn to cook.
Yeah.
Because Wayne would ask me to cook every so often, which was code for get takeaway.
Yeah.
But the problem is, that's when we were inner city livers. Now I'm suburban liver with no car. I'm not near anything.
Takeaway's not that good.
And then he said to me,
"Oh,
I need you to cook what was there." So I thought, ugh, went out there, had a look at some stir fry thing and whatever.
Blech. Yeah.
And I put the rice on. And then, of course, I would have had some ABBA song on, would have been dancing away. And so I thought, what's that smell? Then I realised I hadn't put any more water in the rice and basically boiled it down to nothing. Yeah, it went all cluggy, burnt on the bottom. Then I decided, oh, well, I'll make the stir fry.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's a bit thick. So I added some water. Look, I'm just going to say at the end of the day, he got 2 teaspoons of rice that was burnt and just this runny slop that ran around the plate.
Look, was he impressed because you made him something?
Do you know what the good thing was? He never mentioned a word. I did see him grimace as he was pulling faces trying to swallow it. Even I couldn't eat it. But he's not silly enough to attack me over it because that would be, I'd go on strike for life.
So you didn't do any effort whatsoever.
Do you know, is it
that you're just a bad cook or is it just
I learned 20 years ago, the first time he ever asked me to make him coffee, I put a teaspoon of salt in it. And then I did it a couple of times.
You is salty.
And then he kind of went, "I don't know what you do to the coffee." I go, "Well, if you don't like the way I make it, don't ask me again." So now you don't ask me to do it. So the whole deal is you really, whenever you have to make anything for your partner, ruin it. Deliberately spoil it.
Oh, I've got
go
the
all
opposite.
Out to kill it, and then they never ask you to do it again.
Do you know, Cleo, is that, like, it doesn't really matter what I put up as long as it's not a stack. She used to think I used to just stack things, like
stack.
A cracker with a piece of this and a piece. She said, "You're not a cook, you're a stacker." So I actually went to chef school to actually learn. This is how I've kept my relationship going because she's celiac. So, but it doesn't matter what I put in front of her, and I'm not the greatest cook in the world. It is always met with so much gratitude.
Oh, that's lovely. Look, Wayne would probably be grateful as well. But as he said, because he arrived home and he was even too scared to talk to me because the evil looks I was giving. I was so angry that he actually asked me to cook. I thought, how rude.
You are horrible, Tom. I don't know how you're almost getting 20 years. I don't know. You are the epitome of treat them mean, keep them clean.
Treat them mean, keep them keen. That's so true. That's so true.
Well, I was reading an article. Now, my mum and really adores this person.
I thought you said your mum adores me, and I was going to go, well, you know.
She does, babe. She actually does. So, Helen Mirren's advice about getting old.
Oh, the old pommy lady.
Look, she's in her 70s now, and she's all about, like, she looks amazing. She does look amazing.
She doesn't look a day over 62.
A day over. Well, do you know, like, she's still, like, I don't even know. Is there a gilf granny? No, pretty much. Anyway, so look at me going,
you're asking, is there a dilf, but is there a gilf?
A gilf, yeah. So I know milf. But, yes, yeah, she's all about saying that the older we get, the better we are. Now, I'm...
The better at what?
The better at just living life. Like she says, once, you know, her mum said to her, "Don't worry about turning 45 when you're 25, because obviously it sounds horrible when you're 25. But when you're actually there, there's no way you want to be 25 again. That I want to know, because I'm coming up to a birthday next month, and it's coming to
you
the
look
yucky...
great for 60.
Yeah,
you
I
look
know.
Fantastic.
For 60, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the uglier side of the 30s.
Whoa. Just be careful here.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Be careful here.
No, well, it's much more me that needs to be careful. I'm very, very scared, Tom. Tell me, what do I have to look forward to?
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. It now takes me days to get over things. I make noises when I have to get off the ground. If I even get out of a chair, I have to make a... I don't know when that happened. Yeah, it started happening. Yeah. And I thought, when did I start making noises?
Well, what I wouldn't... Well, so there's nothing to look forward to because Miriam's all about thinking...
Yeah, but that's all right. You see, I love it, these old ones, to sit there and go, oh, my life at 60 is fantastic. You know, I'm with my personal chef and my PT, and then I've got my staff of cleaners, and then I've got my driver, then I've got my facial, and then, yeah.
That's... Well, she reckons that you can handle things better. Like, when stuff comes up, you can handle things better.
I heard her say once that, what would you tell your younger self? And basically she told her younger self to tell everyone to F off a lot more often.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. I like that one.
Me too.
Oh, it's Jason.
Now, excite me, Chris. Excite me.
Oh, well, this one's a good news story, but also like a bit of a ninja story. I couldn't look at this one.
I love a ninja.
Yeah, we love a good ninja. So a video has emerged in one of Sydney's road tunnels of a motorcyclist. This is like going full speed. Picking a laptop off a car bonnet that a fellow car driver next to him has left and handing it back to him through the window with one hand and filming it with the other.
So the motorbike driver had no hands on his steering wheel.
He must have had one hand on the wheel, but he's filmed the thing.
How many hands has he got?
My son rides a motorbike and they all have cameras now. Yeah. They all have little cameras in their helmet.
But the fact that he did say holding a camera with the other hand makes me
where else would you expect the camera to be? I hadn't quite figured out that it was obviously attached to his helmet. But anyway, the more impressive bit, so not sure what the right hand was doing, but the left hand was busy putting this laptop through the window of
That's what he said last night. Anyway, I've got to move on.
Oh, that's terrible.
That is really, really scary stuff, though.
I know.
But at the same time, it's a lovely story that he didn't just take it and then drive off.
Oh, you're right.
Absolutely.
So the motorbike didn't pick it up and zoom off.
I know. I mean, where would he have put it? In his other pocket? Like, you can't really just shove
that down
there.
Look, he's got a couple
of
hands as far as your news, where you could tell. He's got a couple of extra hands.
He's using all of his limbs.
All motorbike riders in Sydney are octopuses. With multiple limbs. Yes.
That's what he said last night. You escaped real quick and got like the super quickest coffee that human history ever.
I still didn't even get to make it. The machine took so long to turn on. I have no patience for technology. None whatsoever.
I thought you had like flown back. You were like, I thought you'd even shot it down by the way you came back.
Chris got me in there gossiping. We're still talking about Midsummer on the weekend.
Oh, we had such a great night. Well, day, night, the whole thing. How did you pull up the next day?
Oh, fine. I bounced, you know that. We're the last ones to leave Midsummer. Basically, we got kicked out.
Yeah. We're not kicked
out. We got asked to leave. You know, move on. It's after 10 o'clock. Get out, they said. But what a crazy day. This is what I was talking about today. The weather. Like Sunday, I turned up and I thought they told me it was going to rain. And I thought, I'll wear something, you know, that I'm not going to be cold.
Well, I think a lot of people didn't come. I think a lot of people looked at the app. I looked at the app, and if I hadn't been doing the outside broadcast, I absolutely would not have come.
Because of the weather.
It looked like it was going, it said at 1 o'clock there was going to be the worst storm you've ever seen. Well, nothing happened for a very, very long time. And then...
They got hail over in the east.
Oh, did they?
We were just safe. Don't you remember we were out there dancing and they actually turned the music off and said, there's a big storm hitting the east, hail and lightning, so we might need to move you on.
Okay, well, I don't actually remember that bit.
Yeah.
If I had to be 100% honest, I believe you, but I'm hearing this now for the first time.
Well,
I was at Midsummer, but I clearly wasn't 100%.
I listen to all community service announcements, especially when my life is in danger. Life is in danger.
But it was such a wonderful day.
I mean, look at that. At the moment, we're 14 degrees. We're only going to get to 21. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was so hot and windy, and wake up this morning, and it's pouring rain.
Well, it is a bit of a weird thing. Like, I actually almost missed my train today because I couldn't close my umbrella. And I think there's a misconception. Like, I'm from Perth, partner's from Sydney and stuff. Everyone thinks that it rains all the time in Melbourne. This is the first time I've actually used my umbrella ever, because it doesn't rain like we think it does.
Do you know,
the icon says that it rains, like on the little map of Australia.
It gets more rainy days, but Sydney gets more rain. So they get heavier rain shorter. We have that sprinkly rain.
We've got like a sprinkly rain that's never a heavy rain, and you could just like walk out with it and it dries off. But it's I actually couldn't close my umbrella. It was the most ridiculous slapstick getting into a train thing you've ever seen.
Oh, at 5:30 in the morning. See, how great's that? 5:30, you're entertaining all the tradies on the thing. They're laughing and saying, bah, 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 bah. But listen, you think it's bad here. Did you see the weather in Miami?
No.
They had a weather report yesterday and it said, be careful of falling iguanas. Falling iguanas.
Is yeah. this a joke? Is this like a no, Sharknado
no, no.
thing?
No, no, this is real here. I'm here on NBC, ABC live news, and they're saying with low temperatures hitting the 30s and 40s, which is about 10 degrees, because that's Fahrenheit, because they're crazy. They don't know how to work temperature.
Yeah.
Because the iguanas have become so cold, they are slow moving and become totally immobilized and now are falling from the trees. Yeah. So...
Yeah. Imagine you're walking along, you've just done your Aldi shop, and next minute the iguana
hit in the head by an iguana. Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.